السلام عليكم. So the poem I have today is it's about the Shia genocide a few years back in Puerto. I wrote this at the height of the Shia genocide in Puerto, and it's something that still occurs today in Pakistan and even places in the Middle East where Shias are targeted by cowardly figures. So this poem I wrote was basically criticizing the lack of, it was a message for me first about the lack of movement and lack of awareness that I had myself about the issue. So I'll start with the last one. For Guerra. As a massacre commences over the seas, a war rages here at home. If conflict isn't for you, please stop reading this poem. Tears of mixed feelings. Emotions so polar it's impossible to find healing. Loneliness. Carelessness. Combined bring about an emptiness. Here, a verbal war that I abhor. Because it bites and it gnaws at the core. There, slain bodies lie in the cold. Shia martyrs. Heaven has attained gold. Like a fool, I rot on this layer, never offer the oppressed a prayer. But let's take a pause and go to those who actually stand for a cause. Heads held up high, like the sun's light that doesn't shy away in the night. Souls so bright, they say sharing is caring, but rates of ignoring are soaring. Tears of mixed feelings falling like a broken faucet. Heart locked in. Mind lost in. Confusions. Fusions of delusions and illusions dropping senseless. The dream commences. Alone, but hearing screams and cries of dies. Gunshots, bomb drops, children crying. Mother, where are you? Gunshots, bomb drops. Children crying, mother, where are you? To the left, to the right, looking at the sound of the devastated crowd. They get louder, shrieks at their beat. Then the loud sobbing slowly dies as the breath gets less death. The shrieks crackle and the cries thunder like thunder. Blood rain pours, blood on my hands. Guilty as charged. So